Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. There are some new rules coming out of the Veterans Administration designed to make it easier for vets to get emergency treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Not every veteran leaves the military with a full honorable discharge, but that doesn't mean they have dishonorable discharges either, and that gray area can keep many vets from having access to care. Christopher Goldsmith is an Iraq War veteran and Army sergeant who served from 2004 to 2007. He was released from the Army with what's called a general discharge following a suicide attempt that left him hospitalized and unable to deploy. Christopher was able to get care that he says saved his life, but many other veterans who served and got wounded in war are at risk of being left out.
I missed my deployment. They counseled me. Again, I was never charged with a crime. It was basically like getting a write-up at work for not getting on the plane while I was handcuffed to a gurney in the hospital after surviving a suicide attempt.
A suicide attempt related to your service in the first place?
Yes. I was eligible for VA benefits. There's honorable, general, other than honorable, bad conduct discharge, and dishonorable. I got a general discharge. And a lot of people complain about the VA, but VA doctors saved my life. Northport VA Medical Hospital in Long Island, where I grew up and where I returned to after the Army, really did save my life because they went above and beyond to save me when I was in a state of crisis for a period of years. So my fight is to make sure that all of the veterans and the vast majority of veterans with bad paper have been denied health care. The VA has identified 505,000 veterans who are alive today who've been denied access to health care, some of them for as long as 50 years. I'm fighting to make sure that they all get the same access to recovery that I did.
So let's talk about this new benefit that the VA is bringing online now. It was first announced back in March, allowing veterans with this so-called bad paper, if they're in crisis, presumably from PTSD, they can go and get emergency counseling. Mm-hmm. It lasts for 3 months. Do I have it right?
Yes.
So what does this benefit mean to vets that you know who have bad paper? Is it enough? Does it really help them in the problems that they have?
So Secretary Shulkin, he was a physician first. He really believes in the oath to do no harm. And that's why he went ahead and went ahead of the administration and Congress and said that any vet who is about to die by suicide is going to have, of course, access to emergency mental health access. Now, he didn't need a law to do this. It's the VA's own regulation that has stopped this. The 1944 GI Bill of Rights protected veterans from being booted out of the military without access to health care. They had to be found guilty through a trial. For these administratively separated veterans, and there are tens of thousands from my generation alone, there's no due process at all.
So in this case, though, we're talking about some new access, but we're really talking about emergency access when a vet is in crisis. We're not talking about ongoing counseling or preventative care or anything like that. We're talking about if you're on the edge, you can go ahead and come on in.
Yes. You know, while I appreciate Secretary Shulkin changing the rhetoric, frankly, it's not enough. It's putting a Band-Aid over a gunshot wound. What veterans want and what veterans deserve is for the House and the Senate Veterans Affairs Committees to hold hearings on the topic of bad paper discharges. We just found out from the Government Accountability Office last month that 62% of veterans who were kicked out of the military with bad paper had been diagnosed with PTSD, TBI, or related conditions before getting kicked out. So they're taking people who they know are disabled and then denying them things like health care and the GI Bill.
Christopher, you mentioned a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, these new rules at the VA. But do you have some hope that the new rules will help some vet like you or some group of vets like you in crisis who can now go and get help? Do you think at least it's going to make a difference in keeping some vets alive? Because it sounds like that's the point.
The new rules will absolutely save lives. I don't want to sound like I'm criticizing Secretary Shulkin. He deserves a lot of credit for going out ahead on this. But this is not enough. We need to do more. If a veteran with PTSD or traumatic brain injury or who suffered military sexual trauma can't get counseling on a regular basis before they've reached that crisis point? Are we really doing any justice here, or is that just a slap in the face? The secretary has gone as far as he can without top cover from President Trump and without the support of Congress. We need everybody, and we need the average voter to get engaged on this issue and say that every single veteran who has PTSD deserves access to mental health care.
Christopher Goldsmith, Iraq War veteran, Army sergeant, served in Iraq 2004 until 2007. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Christopher Goldsmith works as Assistant Director of Policy at the Vietnam Veterans of America and is also the founder and president of the High Ground Veterans Advocacy Group.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.